Stand by for The Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, The Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing this fine day? One day before Father's Day, and today is a national holiday, Juneteenth, and the 19th of June. I guess it was celebrated yesterday, but I don't know. I don't know how they, I don't think they close things, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Really don't. I thought it was June 15th because I hear, you know, Juneteenth, it must be 15th or something, you know.
But there's a lot of teens.
Teens, yeah,
it's
I know,
19th,
but,
yeah.
But that's what's stuck in my head. Right now, it is Saturday, June.
Actually, the person what? That did it.
Why do you always interrupt me?
Because I have these thoughts that I have to get out of my head. But the general was from Buffalo, the African-American general that did it. He was a Buffalonian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1865. June 19th. Go ahead.
All Sorry. Right. Well, anyway, we've said enough times it is June 19th, 2021, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. if you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming. You should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to sapriston.com, this time click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives. And if you've missed the show, you want to replay a show, the shows are there. And then finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Very comprehensive, a lot of charts. They talk, of course, about the biggest news this week, which was the Fed meeting. And I will tell you, I've said this before, Jay Powell is not an academic. He's not an economist by training, which is the first Fed chair and probably one of the first Fed members in years that hasn't been in that clique. And this guy has done a tremendous job. He's been, you know, understanding. He's been, you know, he explains everything. But he's basically, as opposed to all the billionaires we heard the last week, Peter said, they got to raise. Paul Tudor Jones and all those. Those guys are just protecting their own money. That's all they're doing. They're protecting their own money. They don't want to see, you know, rates stay low. But Jay Powell said a couple times in his Q&A, which you probably didn't listen to, maybe didn't catch it, but, you know, twice he said that, you know, I'm worried about unemployment. I'm not worried about inflation. And, you know, I know we worry about the price of food going up and lumber and all. It'll adjust. But, you know, until we get unemployment down, You know, and that's what he's waiting for.
You will get unemployment down if you end the $600.
Well, we'll find out if that is true.
You're going to find that out.
We'll find out in September.
And stupid New York State, you know, now they want to pay people $1,200 to go back to work. So why don't I just keep waiting as long as I can and say, okay, I'm going back to work. Give me another $1,200. You know, I mean, this is nuts.
The thing is, though, until we get unemployment, for whatever reason, let's not debate the reasons for it.
Yeah, but the government caused it.
But let's not debate that, okay? It's already been done. Why go over the past?
He's risking very high inflation for a misunderstood circumstance, right? So there you go. I'm not impressed by him. Because nobody knows how the economy, how the finances, how everything's intertwined, even Jay Powell. Okay?
Except that you're going to find out, that people are saving now. After 2008 and 2009, people all of a sudden had a shock.
Okay,
so they're saving more.
And
so
there'll be more inflation as they rush out to buy.
Tell that to the Japanese, Pete. I've told you this before. They've tried since the 80s to get inflation. They can't do it. The reason is the people are savers.
Well, I will tell you, we're going to get bad inflation.
All right.
I'll take the opposite
of that.
We'll see.
All right.
But, like I say, nobody knows how this is going to end. But if I had all the money he had to throw at the world, I could have done the job he did. All right? There you go. Anyway, right now, give us a
another
call. 803-1520.
Dream.
Toll free, 800-879-7541. 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541.
But it is a nice report. And I mean, they talk about everything that happened.
Oh, that's good.
Interest rates and that, too.
So if, for some reason, you don't want to give us a call, we do have a chat box. You can go to saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type a question. Type a symbol. And if you do type a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with it. We're going to go first to John in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wondered, my family has, some land out in Illinois. It's farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time they lost money. They never made a lot of money on it. You know, we have people farm it for us, my mom. But this was the first time they lost money because of, I guess, the tariffs that were put in place by the last administration. I'm just wondering if they can reverse those tariffs so that, you know, because they grow soybeans. And I guess it's just for the first time the last year or two, they actually made no money at all.
Hmm. That's interesting, because doesn't the government usually give subsidies and everything?
Are those tariffs reversible?
I'm sure anything's reversible. There's no question
about
that.
That's really out of my realm.
I'm not familiar enough with it, but tariffs, I mean.
Well, they down the price of soybeans.
Yeah.
And they don't even buy them from the United States anymore. I think they're getting them from Russia because, you know, normally the Chinese would buy a lot of our soybeans.
Hmm.
To be honest.
I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Okay?
I don't know if we're able to answer that other than the fact that tariffs were put on. And it can be taken off.
Right. But I don't know the whole situation.
I
don't know what the other.
But can tariffs be reversed and quickly? Yeah. No question.
Well, that's
about
why
it.
We have Congress people senators and call them.
And presidents who keep doing executive orders left and right, you know. So
Both sides. I mean, a tax return, I don't know if there's other factors. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, I see another thing that's going to drive prices up is that the 88% of the West is in severe drought right now. And what they're doing is...
I know, my wife keeps waiting for rain.
They're
I don't know what it
but,
is.
But what the farmers are doing is they're just, what do they call it, fallow or whatever it is.
Letting the land go fallow, right?
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
It builds up nutrients.
So that's for tomatoes, so the prices of tomatoes will go up.
I don't like
so
tomatoes. See, it's all a personal thing. I don't eat those damn tomatoes.
But anyway, that's going to be causing another big problem on food prices and everything. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
We do have somebody asking on the chat box in case you feel like going to that.
Yeah,
someone says they own Pfizer, PFC, and Wells Fargo, WFC. It says, I own Pfizer and bought some
Pfizer's Wells Fargo, PFE, by the way,
this week during the dip.
Did he say PFC? Sold.
PFE.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, did I say PFC?
C, yeah.
And WFC.
Yeah. That's because it rhymed. Yeah.
I don't know.
And what's he thinking of doing with Pfizer?
He didn't say anything. Just, I guess, would like an opinion on it. He said he bought some Wells Fargo during the dip and then sold. And then it says so, and there's a comma, and there's nothing else. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Pfizer, you know, has been bumbling around, a real technical term, for a while, since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, been in essentially a trading range, the low 40s to mid 40s, all the way down to 30 at one point.
Closer to 38.81.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it has very good support in the 34 area, the 200 days at 37, and the 50 day, it's a below. So it's in between the 50 and the 200 day. Probably would only reevaluate if it. You know, I'd like to see it stay above 37, but, you know, whether it will or not. But mm-hmm. but I think, you know, it's been down to the 34 to 36 area. So as long as that holds, I'd probably stay there right now. And I'm very happy with my results from my Pfizer vaccine.
You are? You haven't had any issues?
No, and it's one of the ones that apparently is doing well.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, I mean, I'd stick with it for now. You know, it's been going sideways for a long time. And if you're patient, yeah, I'd wait it out. I think they pay a decent dividend, too, if I remember right. Yeah, almost 4%.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wells Fargo closed at 41.75.
Well, now.
Had a bit of a dip on Friday.
The whole banking thing got hit.
Now, why did that happen, Pete? He asked.
Why did it happen?
Uh-huh.
Because surprisingly, interest rates didn't go up, they went down.
Oh, yes, that thing that interest rates normally go up during inflation, don't they?
That's right. It's being manipulated.
Oh, that's all. That's always your answer. No.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Anyway, yeah, the 10-year closed at 145.
So you want to know about Wells Fargo?
I don't know.
Well, you have to.
He bought it and then sold it.
Yeah, you have to look at the whole banking segment. Mm-hmm. You know,
and right? Normally with lower interest rates, they don't make as much.
They don't make as much money. But I think the Fed is coming out supposedly, I think next week, with the results of their stress test again.
Or this test is taking place. You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, that may help the situation.
Because they can buy more of their own stock, raise their dividends if they're, I guess.
So, you know, so right now, I mean, the 200 days way down there at around 34 right now. And I don't know what he's looking to do with it, but, you know, it broke out. I'd love to see it hold the 40 to 41 area, but I'd probably reevaluate at 37.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, for what it's worth, and once again, it's based on the charting method. The price objective is 64, so you know, theoretically the risk reward looks pretty good. So, you know, let's see how things flesh out next week and what happens after the stress test, and we can go from there. But at the moment, it looks okay, but it could be a tough sector if interest rates keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Frank and Clarence. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning. Well, I'm good. Pizza.
Oh, that's good. I was good until he came in, but go ahead.
No, you came in. I was already here.
Anyway, go ahead.
So just to segue a little off your last point there, saying if interest rates go any lower, I mean, I'm 29. Mm-hmm. I've been at zero my entire adult life.
Hmm. Yeah.
You don't see us going negative. That would just be horrible.
Right.
So what do you guys see as they're going to have to raise the rates eventually. So what mm-hmm. do you see as a legitimate hedge against the inflation that will come upon me at some point in my adult life?
Well, technically, you know, the usual, you know, and what's usual anymore, I don't know, you know, because a lot of things are logical, you know, but
gold.
I mean, gold.
What it did the past 2 days. I mean, geez.
I mean, theoretically, well, once they said about raising interest rates, that hurts gold. When they said they were raising interest rates, that helps the dollar, which hurts gold. You know, so
what I would do if you think there's going to be inflation and you want to hedge against it and you want to invest in something, the I think cleanest way to do it is buy Treasury inflation protected securities or TIPS bonds or a TIPS fund or a TIPS ETF. And that will adjust as inflation goes up. You can play the, you know, bitcoins and, you know, whatever else you want to, you know, try and do. You know, it's okay to have that in a portfolio. But the real thing that cleanly will adjust with inflation, that you don't have to worry, well, in Pete's world, there could be a conspiracy. But you wouldn't have to worry, would be a TIPS bond or a TIPS type investment. That's something to look into.
But you know, what you know, there was an article, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago in Barron's, and they said that natural resource stocks are good inflation plays because during the great inflation of the mid-60s, was it? Yeah, to early 1980s, oil and gas, agriculture, metals, mining stocks were good inflation plays, you know. So anything that benefits from inflation would be a good play.
So buy the TIPS.
Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
So looking at Bitcoin, because you mentioned it, I wasn't going to bring it up, but you know, it is sitting at a nice level at 35.
Mm-hmm.
I don't currently own any.
Mm-hmm.
All my money is in my home, which is a nice inflation hedge, if you will.
It certainly has been.
Home beautiful. Prices continue to rise. Right. I don't see myself moving anytime soon.
There you go.
So. Like Bitcoin at 35, you guys have the charts up. What do you think about that as stepping into that?
Well, if you were to do it, you shouldn't do it all at once, naturally.
Naturally.
And what you would do is buy a little, and if it goes down, pick some percentage, all right, buy a little more. Because, you know, in the past, and once again, history doesn't have to repeat, this happens all the time in the cryptocurrency where there's a giant collapse, you know, and so you don't know where the bottom's going to be. Theoretically, what people are looking at, the possibility, you know, of the 30,000 area, you know, but you don't know if it's going to get there. But certainly having come down from where was it, 60,000 or so? Yeah, 62. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a interesting place to be able to just buy a little and sit back, you know.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but that's my opinion. I don't like energy stocks. I don't like Bitcoin. I don't like utilities. So I don't even, you know. It's interesting, but it's a trading vehicle. It's never going to be anything.
It may be a trading vehicle.
Never going to be anything.
Big institutions and important people are buying it. You know,
I don't care.
You know,
they're not.
What do you think, they're dumb or something?
No, they're just doing it in case there is some need to make money doing it that way. It's never going to be a currency.
And nobody else. I don't care whether it's a currency or not. Okay, mm-hmm. But it provides services. You know, which people don't realize. Financial transaction services.
Yeah. To like
and people
an
like
iota
you,
of the population
and
of the
people
world.
Like you
don't point
okay,
your finger
don't
at
understand
me.
What's going on. Okay. So you're getting me excited here.
I could imagine.
So I love not knowing what's going on.
Right.
Ignorance is bliss.
Go ahead, buy
all your Bitcoin.
I'm gonna give you a website
Ethereum.
For
no,
a
not.
Cryptocurrency course or something.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I'm gonna do is waste what little time I have left in my life to learn about something that's ridiculous.
Anyway, on Gemini, which is one of the exchanges, gemini.com/cryptopedia, they have everything you would ever want to know, a whole
I'm sure it's
educational
all true.
Thing.
Oh,
it's,
I'm
all
sure
true.
It's all true.
There you go.
I promised myself this week I was going to be nice to you. I wasn't going to argue.
Oh,
I have to try it next week.
We'll see who gets the last laugh. Anyway.
I will.
We digress. And it's Frank's fault.
I apologize. Well, you guys led me down that way. You mentioned Bitcoin.
No, I'm surprised he brought it up.
Gold. No, I just.
No, I'm surprised.
I was asking about gold because the thing has plummeted.
Right.
And,
and
it's shiny.
You go into JB over there on Delaware, and you can't buy anything. They don't
have anything. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it's
where is our gold? It's all sitting somewhere.
It's with all the cars that we can't buy either. Buy some of the car lots, right?
It's all manipulated.
Yeah.
You think that's a joke. You think that's a joke.
No.
You know, they keep the price of silver down. It's manipulated. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Yeah.
Did you either of you gentlemen hear about MicroStrategy's this week, the CEO did something very interesting, and I think the naysayers of cryptocurrency will probably find it interesting that he did an equity offering.
In order to buy Bitcoin, right?
Well, he did two types of offerings, but they snatched it up like it was nothing. You know, it was gone before it even hit the market. And I believe, I mean, who has that kind of money except hedge funds or big banks, people that don't have the exposure to Bitcoin that might want it? And I think he kind of proved it in doing that move. So I think it was $500 million, just, you know, pennies to them, the rounding error on MicroStrategy's books. But I think it shows that there might be something there to it, at least to investigate a little further. And with the pullback from Bitcoin's high, maybe we
and there are two countries who have adopted Bitcoin as a currency. You know, two of the most important countries in the world, El Salvador and Argentina.
And Williamsville. I heard Williamsville is doing it.
But, you know, like I say, I don't care whether it ever is considered a currency. It's just what's behind it is important, you know, so.
I mean, you can trade it. You can always try it. Okay. I mean, there's enough ways to purchase it and slices of it or bits of it.
But he's right in thinking, you know, with this collapse, this is a time to leg in, you know.
All right. I hope
for those who can take the risk.
For those that do, I hope they make a lot of money. I think it's great.
So I will try to tune in more for you guys. Thanks for answering those questions.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
I'm going to look into tips a little bit.
All right, very good.
You would just suggest going long on tips or buying some calls.
Yeah, well, again, you've got to explore, and I don't know what your experience is. I don't know where you trade. There's many different ways to do it, but I would never just, you know, if I'm going to invest $10,000, I would never just throw in $10,000. You know, you start
with...
Wish
I had 10.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you can piece it in, and so you buy, just round numbers, you know, so you buy $2,000-$3,000, then you wait a few months, and you buy $2,000-$3,000 more, you know, it's just the way to go. It's, again, it's a hedge against inflation, if that's what you truly want, and you know. But any questions,
you
can call back.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
And enjoy your Father's Day.
Thank you.
Another thing, real quick.
One more. Pete's on the wall.
Do you know about I-bonds?
Yeah.
Okay. They earn right now 3.54%.
Right.
And a portion of it is indexed to inflation every 6 months.
Right. That's why it's a TIPS bond for all intents and purposes. Longer holding period.
But you can buy direct from the Treasury, right? Treasury direct?
Yes. I don't know how. Not real easy. Know what you're...
But anyway, it's something else you could look into.
Yeah, but it's one of the many securities that are out there. Absolutely. Thank you, Peter.
What's that ticker, I-bonds?
It's a
U.S. savings bond.
The
I is for inflation.
Yeah, go to treasurydirect.gov. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got your homework, Frank.
I sure do. I wish they still had them in paper form.
I know. You go in the bank and do it.
Yeah, boy.
I cashed those in to buy my house. So.
Well, there you go. It worked, right?
Happy Father's Day to you. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks
you
again.
You too. Take care. Thanks for calling. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperston.com.
Yes.
Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. Click on chat. Join the chat. Type a question, type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we got a call from Tom in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys this morning?
Great.
We're okay. A little testy.
Good, good. I am not going to mention Bitcoin.
But you just did.
Okay. I won't pursue it.
Okay.
All right, very good.
I have two stocks that I'm very interested in, and I'd like to know your thoughts on those. One is Asana, A-S-N-A.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do they do?
It's a business software company, and it's supposed to have some really good products for all types of business.
So that's Apple, Sam, Nancy, Apple?
Correct.
What does it trade at? Dollar, pennies? What is it? Do you know what it trade? How much it is?
I thought it was around 50 or 60.
Yeah, something's not right. I'm not so sure. There's this, you know, what's the name of the company? Asana, is that it?
Asana.
Okay.
A-S-N-A is the symbol.
Right. Oh, it's A-S. A-N.
You're close. A-S-A-N.
N as in Nancy. A no, as in Nancy.
Yeah, but the A is before the N.
Yeah. A-S-A-N is the symbol. Okay.
A-S-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You said N-A. That's why we're...
Oh,
know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it's, we it, do it all it the
was,
time.
No, it was his fault.
No, we do it all the time.
Anyway, boy.
Nice.
I mean,
yeah,
do you own it? Or?
Can't always do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you own it or what?
No, I'm looking to buy it.
Boy. Boy, it's been running straight from 43 to 57.
We would have told you to buy it in May at 25.
Right. No, but it did give a big important buy signal at 36, so not quite 25. But yeah. See, the tough part is, did you do any research into this? So you know about the company? Or?
I know a little bit about the company.
Yeah, because... you have to, depends on how comfortable, you know, obviously when you're trying to get in on something that's had a big, big run, you know, 200 days back at 31, the 50 days back at 35, you know, where's the spot to get in on it? Based on the charting method, the price objective, you know, once again, we always say with a grain of salt, but the objective is 72, so that's not bad. The question is, if you feel very strongly, there's nothing wrong with buying a little, you know.
Right.
And let me look at one other thing real quick.
Right, and there's a number of, apparently this is fairly new. It looks like, October of 20, there are a number of initiated analysts that came out and, you know, had prices, highest one looks like $31, and it was recently upgraded, KeyBank, on May 21st to 30. Overweight at $40 with the target. So they're going to have to adjust these things.
I mean, basically, it's a very nice chart, you know. Obviously, you know, and you know, on the point and figure chart, it looks like straight up, but it's been a very nice uptrend when I look at a regular chart, a daily chart, and you know, it should have, you know. After recent breakout before the Friday move, you know, it held nice support in the 55 area. So I would look for, you know, initial support to be 55 to maybe 54 to 55. So that's not bad. And
you must be involved in the cloud. Do you know that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a beautiful chart. It just broke out again on Friday, and you know, so you could buy a little depending on, you know, risk tolerance and how well you feel about it, and then sit back and see what happens. You know.
Okay, the next stock is Bumble.
Bumble.
B as in boy. M as in Mary. B as in boy. L as in Lincoln. That's the. Dating stock that's comparable to Match, not in terms of size, but it's where the women control the action.
Oh, really?
The women ask the men on this stock. It's a dating stock.
Whoops. 50-24. My headset hit the microphone. It's something. What a chart.
Yeah, maybe that'll get your head straightened out.
It's impossible.
Well, you know, I mean, the stock was, you know, it wasn't
it's rather new.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
IPO, yeah.
I mean, I see it was...
Yeah, it IPO'd a couple months ago, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was as high as 84.
Mm-hmm.
And got crushed down to 39.
It's a conspiracy, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's coming back to life little by little, okay? So, price objective...
It's a spec.
Yeah, what you recognize, okay? I mean, the price objective,
right,
believe
sure.
it or not, on the point and figure chart, 68, all right? The big resistance is going to be somewhere in the 54 to 55 area first, because that was its recent breakdown, you know. And, you know, if you're doing it as a spec, where's the 200-day? See, it's still well under the 200-day at 57. So to be very positive, you'd like to see it above the 200-day. The 50-day is at 51, so it's under that, you know. So you got a lot to overcome at the moment. So if you were to take a shot at it, I'd probably reevaluate it at 43.
Boy, all these firms
43.
All these firms loved the stock when it came out.
Oh yeah.
65, 75,
well,
70.
The concept sounds
I know. There's a lot of that's the thing. There's so much talk on some of these stocks. You don't know what to believe.
That's why you got to sift through that.
Yep.
It's not easy.
Well, it's hard to
terrible.
Bank analysts and so forth and
Goldman's the only company that had a neutral on. Everybody else was buy, outperform. They had a target of 46 when it came out. Yeah.
Right.
They were probably berated, and they were probably canceled.
Certainly a better buy now than it was then, right? So if I was to buy a little, I'd probably reevaluate if it got down to 43. And if you were going to speculate long term, then you'd reevaluate at 38, because that'd be a new low,
Okay.
And then watch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, watch those areas I mentioned earlier, 54, 57.
Right, I will. Yeah. I will. I appreciate that help.
Pete will be joining Bumble shortly. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. I don't know. You sound like you're interested. I don't know.
No, I'm interested for you. I'm trying to fix you up.
But while we're waiting for calls,
I'm going to make you miserable.
We'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And I'm going to beg for calls to save me from the guy next to me, he's on a roll.
Yeah, save the comedy for
you. During the break, he said he was going to come in. He made up his mind to be nice to me today. So that
I failed.
Yeah, he failed miserably, but at least he admits it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I got on very quickly.
Good morning.
First, happy Father's Day to everybody.
I thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah. Second thing is two items today. One, I was interested in BlackBerry, just as a standpoint of where I should get in, because I'm interested in bottom fishing this. I see a range is 437 up to 2877, and I think it closed around 1290. So I'm wondering, if you were me as a bottom fisher, would you look for it around to get down about 8 or so?
Hey, you called it. You called it.
But I would do is I would buy some here.
You would?
Yeah. No,
You got to remember that this is the one of the favorites of the meme players. But it's a favorite today. And all of a sudden, if they all get behind it, they get hot and off it goes again. It's ridiculous. But yeah, you're right, area. I would have said 8, 8.5,
Yeah, it'd be a good time to jump in.
Well,
good.
Be a better point.
Yeah. Second item is Lordstone. Lordstown Motors. Now, you heard a lot of going on about that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's RIDE is a symbol.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for a call from them to ask me to join as a CEO.
Jeez. Well, I thought, didn't they come out and first it almost sounded like they were going to go belly up?
Yeah, they say they don't know if they can make the
But then after that, didn't that get reversed somehow? You look it up. I think there was some statements after that,
Right. Yeah. What are they? Electric cars, trucks? Is that what they're into?
Trucks. They're trucks.
Yep.
Trucks.
Electric trucks. Yeah, close at 1065.
RID. Yeah, Pat, do you see the last news on that at all?
Or? I'm looking.
Yeah. Because, like I say, originally it came out, said that they didn't know whether they could continue and so forth and so on.
Right, as a company.
As a company.
And, yeah, they've been downgraded to like $3 a share.
Right.
See.
But, you know, as a rank speculator, was there anything else there? I thought they reversed it somewhat.
Some type of vehicle purchase agreements are saying are binding and, you know.
No, I thought there were people who were going to help them or something, or I don't know. Look it up. I do remember that something wasn't as dire in the next thing that came out, but I can't remember what it was. So, I mean, obviously, you know, it got as low as 7, you know. And for now, it's been trading in a range between about, say, 9 and 11, 11 and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a speculation, you know, you might want to buy a little. And, you know, you certainly, you know, I know you, you know, well, anyway.
Yeah, back in June, they came out and said they had no binding contracts. That was June 17th.
Right.
June 18th, there's a couple of things, so it doesn't sound like anybody's jumping in to say
no, well, whatever. But, yeah, so you know what you're dealing with. You know, then again, the people who invested in what looked like it was a belly up, what was it, Avis or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, ended up making a ton of money. So you never know.
A little bit different, but, yeah.
That's all for today. The one thing I did want to mention, on an email I sent, I corrected myself from an A-O-K to A-O-L. So.
Oh, there you go. All right, very good. There you go.
All right, have a good
weekend. All right, you too. Have a good weekend. Thanks,
Ari. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay, right now, phone lines are still wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I got a symbol, Pete. I wonder if you can look at your boxes and see what they're talking, okay? M-A-N-H, man with the letter Harry, M-A-N-H.
M-A-N-H. If I could type properly, I would have been better off. Okay.
We're close at 139.78. Looks pretty nice.
Manhattan Associates Incorporated, M-A-N-H.
Another software company.
Yeah, see, you know, the software, as we know, was one of the hottest areas last year, maybe a little bit longer. And it's run up in the resistance now for the third time at 146 and sold off again. So
I've got a buy stop in at 147.50 to pick up the common, and I got I sold some puts at the 132.50.
Well, then you're kind of playing around with the 50-day, you know, which is
exactly. That's why I arrived at that number. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems that's a logical strategy. You know, I could not disagree with it.
And then the buy stops it would be a breakout over multiple prior resistance level.
Exactly.
Got an ascending triangle. The chart looks nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looks nice, no question about that. It just keeps running up at that, you know, 146 or so area. On the box chart, the buy would be 148, you know, but we won't split hairs here.
Did you guys see the Buffalo News this morning that these guys that are buying coins, they've been advertising on AM radio for the last 10 years as Lear Capital.
No.
Big expose on them. People paying 33% commission on silver and platinum.
Yeah, that's because people don't look into it.
Yeah, but there's also a big premium now, you know, that nothing's available. You know, people have been buying this stuff.
But he's talking the fee. He's talking in addition to the, right? Is that right, Vic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, scarcity or not, 33% vig on something is, you can go to Brooklyn and get better interest rates than that. Come on. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, I know a guy in the business, the refining business, and he said, you know, people, they are scarce and people have been paying like $8 over face, you know, over the value of the silver.
Right, he's not talking about the price they're paying for the coin or the.
No, that's part of the fee, 33%. That's part of it. That's all of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you could buy SLV and avoid all that. You want to touch it and feel it. That's one thing, but you're paying a big premium to touch.
Oh, right, yeah. Look, well, exactly.
Look under your bed and look at the silver. I mean, yeah. That's a big.
No, I agree, but that's what's being paid, you know. I mean, you know, that's what people are paying, and they're paying, you know, like I say, whatever it is, it's the fee.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never bought it, so I don't know.
But, I mean, you want to hear a story, which is very sad.
I do have the paper here, and I will read
it. In that same area, a friend of mine had somebody he knew who went on eBay and started buying up all this jewelry and stuff, you know. And he you know, went into auction on it. You know what happens when you get in an auction. And he spent $2,600 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who refines it said, be lucky if you get $60 worth of it out of it. And he said, why would you do that on eBay? All right.
Because it's exciting.
A lot of hustlers.
Oh, no, but they think there's always somebody dumb enough to pay that price. Because I used to, I would have a coin, a quarter, you know. And I said, geez, I see on eBay they want $1,000 for that quarter. Must be worth $1,000. So you go to legitimate places and, it's worth 25 cents. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's like anything else. You got to do your due diligence. You got to learn what you're in and spend the time reading. It's like anything else.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice show.
All right. Thank you very much
weekend.
For calling. Okay, give us a call. Wide open again, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat. Type a question, type a symbol, type in a symbol. Let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we have a couple of chat box.
Yep, somebody's asking if I can get to it. Took a day trade in the XFL, which is the financial ETF, looking for an oversold bounce on the daily, but it just faded all day. What do you think of the chart here? XLF closed at 35.23.
Now, one thing that may have distorted things, I don't know, we'll probably know better early next week, is you had quadruple witching, where all the options and future contracts and so forth all expired at the same time. So whether that contributed to a lot of what was going on Friday, you don't know.
Yeah, Larry Williams, who you know who he is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He said this 22 out of 22 years, this week has been weak.
Yeah.
Expects more into Monday and Tuesday.
Does he? Okay. Yeah. Hey, boy. Anyway, what was the question?
XLF.
What are we deciding?
I don't know. He just said he day traded and it faded away. Look for a bounce. I'm assuming he wants to know what you think about holding it for a few days, or should he sell it on Monday at the opening? I'm throwing all that in.
You threw all that in.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, the 50-day is at 37, so it's below that. I'm trying to look for some support for it, And let me just look at something else real quick.
Isn't that bad if you can't find that?
No, I mean, I know, but I'm saying, where is the support? Is it 10 points down, 1 point down, whatever. But if it's a long way down.
I thought it just jumped out at you.
No, it didn't jump out.
Okay.
The only thing jumping out at me is you. So.
Should be so lucky. And I sort of like you.
I think people can tell that. You've been holding it back. let me see. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Boy, is that a horrible
dun,
chart.
Dun, dun, dun,
well,
dun,
all you dun, can dun, say dun. For it is, to me it has to hold here or else it can go, several points lower. So, I would still wait to see what happens at the open.
Yeah, I think Monday you're going to have a sell-off going into it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's possible. Monday has lately been a down day, where Tuesday's been the good day.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd like to see it open down and then close up.
So, look at what the sector's doing on Monday. Monday normally is a weekday, so it depends on how much risk you want to take.
Monday normally is a week, W-E-A-K.
Yeah. W-E-A-K.
I thought you meant it was, anyway.
But hang on.
A weekday, absolutely.
Oh, jeez. We are getting bad. But anyway. Whew. Boy, is that a plunge. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an important area, and I would say I would below that I would like to see it hold 34.5, and then next support after that would be 33. So 34.5, 33, but ideally you'd like to see it hold around where it is. And the only thing I can say that was good, it gapped down on Friday. It has a very narrow range, okay, meaning that support did come in, some buying came in there. So I would not be that in, you know, a big hurry to sell at the open, you know, and then do what you feel is best at that point.
Right. All right.
Okay.
We have one more, two more, but we have somebody.
We're going to go to Cody in Tonawanda. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, okay, how are you doing?
I'm okay. First-time caller.
All right, you get the prize.
I recently was looking at Tuesday Morning Stock, TUEM.
Mm-hmm.
I got in a little bit, bought a little at 270.
That's a retail stock, right?
And as it grew, I've been investing more, got in a lot around the 415 range, and hoping it hit 5 and then it dipped. I'm just hoping to see what you guys think.
Yeah, close to 469, is it? Yeah, specialty retailer. Okay.
Are they in the malls? I don't know. No, they had a store by me. It wasn't on the mall. They were self-standing, and they closed the store here. I know that.
Right.
At least the one near me.
Because you didn't go in there?
I guess it hit 5, and then there was a trade-off, large amount, and it went down to about 4.5. And it's slightly recovered.
Did they declare bankruptcy or something and come out of
it? It says they're on the verge of breaking even.
No. I mean, but why is the chart only for this year?
Yeah, just about breaking even.
Yeah, but why? What, the chart's only showing activity this year.
Were they?
I think they're relatively new.
They what?
Something. Yeah. You know,
they're relatively new.
Yeah. Well, something happened. Whatever.
I'll try and find it.
Yeah. Find out what happened. But anyway, okay. So I mean, nice looking chart. Potentially, and you take it for what it's worth, the price objective based on the charting method is 10 and three quarters, okay? 200 days at 3, 50 days at 3.5. So you'd like to see that 3 to 3.5 area hold. I don't know if you'd like to see it back there, but it doesn't mean it has to go back there. So, I mean, it looks very interesting here. Yeah, very interesting. You're above the 50, above the 200, and I'd say 3.5 to 3.75 should be good support for it, you know. Whether it gets down there, I don't know. It doesn't have to get down there.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. I think you're in the right area. You're in a reopening economy type of stock. And, yeah. So hang in there. Nope. You still there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Was that the only one Tuesday morning, or was there another one?
Oh, that's the only one I had on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here the company started in 1974.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Something happened.
Maybe they went private and then public or something.
Yeah, because there's only price history from the beginning of this year. So, but anyway, yeah, I mean, I'd hang in there. If you're willing to take the risk to 3.5, 3.75, I'd probably hang in there.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
All right,
thanks
have a
for
good
calling.
Weekend.
You just increased our rating, see, a new caller.
There you go.
Right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. I think we've had a couple of new callers today.
Yeah, there's a hedge fund that apparently took this over.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then they reissued it or something?
Yeah, May of 2020.
Yep.
It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
That's what I figured. Okay.
And that's probably why.
That's the only thing that made sense. They must have filed and then come back out again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go next to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
How are you?
Good. Hope you have a better afternoon than the morning.
Oh, I'm having a great day.
He's having fun.
I'm having a good time. Woke me up, yeah.
He'll feel guilty after he gets home.
Not a bone in my body.
Right.
Well, I'll irritate him again.
Good.
I'm looking at an entry point, a couple of stocks. One of them is BTI, British American Tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on. British American Tobacco BTI.
38.89.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in a long trading range since it looks like March of 2019. And, recently, I guess the trading range, it's been dying somewhere around, I hate these notifications on the computer, got to get rid of them. But anyway, 41, it's been dying a couple times. If it breaks above 41, it would definitely be a big breakout above the downtrend line, too. Price objective, for what it's worth, is 54. And
big dividend.
Yeah, 200 days at 37, 50 days at 39. And, so obviously if it, above 39, it'd be positive because it's the 50-day. It would be a breakout at 42 and a break of the downtrend line. And as long as it stayed above about, 37, I would only reevaluate under 37. So if you're looking to buy some, not a bad spot.
Okay, particularly if we have some down in the market.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Next one is PBA.
PBA?
It's a pipeline.
I don't know, they're going to ban all pipelines.
Yeah. If you're bottom fishing. Well, yeah, it's not really.
Pembina?
Not really down
pipeline,
that much.
PBA.
3240 on the close.
I mean, it's a nice chart. I mean, it just broke out again at 29, 200 days at 27, 50 days at 31. I mean, those are all positive things. And price objective, for what it's worth, again, 55. Yeah, you look at it the other way, more pipelines they shut down, these guys have to do better, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Could be.
Who knows? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I would say, what are it close now? 32?
32.40. Yeah.
And it should have good support, 28 to 29, so you could make your, plan on that,
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Have
Take
a good
care.
Weekend, Jerry.
Yeah. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Anything in the chat box?
Yeah, somebody's looking at CMI Cummins.
Oh, a lot of people keep asking about that one. They're into some good things, I remember.
Close to $233 even.
Boy.
Just wanted your opinion. They own it.
I remember when. Of course, it kind of broke down a little here, but... the 200 days at 239 and don't like it under the 239. You want to see it get back above the 200-day. Depends on, where you're holding it from. Gets under, right now it's, a little worrisome, being under the 200-day. And it's at, and next support will be around 216 to 220. And I wouldn't want to see it under that, so you would definitely reevaluate it, there. So it's got to start proving itself, make a turnaround. If it can quickly rebound to 244, that'd be a better sign, and it would be above, the 50-day and 200-day. Well, not the 50-day, be above the 200-day. So you want to see some positive action here. Otherwise, you could see 220, that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd reevaluate under 220.
But it looks like they're involved in hydrogen.
They're in a lot of good things. Yeah.
2.3. Somebody was asking on the chat box about the thrift savings plan. I believe they're referring to the government. Someone's a government employee. They have thrift savings plan. They have the G fund. It says here, do we anticipate the thrift savings plan's gene fund rate of return to increase in this current market of inflation and possible interest rate increases?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well,
I mean, does inflation help that, or is that in
there?
Well,
I don't think. I think it's like a government bond fund type of thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's called a G fund?
Yeah, G for government, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you'd really have to look into, what it's tied to or what it's in,
Yeah. So the rate of return, normally, if you're seeing interest rates increase, you're going to see your principal decrease. I don't know what the duration
is. The G-Fund is unique. It is the one thrift savings plan fund that the government guarantees you won't lose money.
It's a GIC. It's a GIC, right.
Yeah, but as many feds have found out, you are also guaranteed not to earn much money either.
Right. Well, yeah. With low interest rates.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I don't know, I Googled it a little bit to see what's involved, you know, with the rate that you're getting, you know.
Right. And then someone, the same person's asking about the F fund.
Yeah.
Which is it's a bond
many
fund.
Many believe that things like the bond index F fund and the Treasury Securities G fund are the safest. Most also concede, and the long-term numbers bear it out, that stocks outperform bonds.
Right.
Well, we know that.
Right.
What is the safest? So anyway, I mean, you can Google a lot of it and get better answers than we can give you right now, you know. But just look up G Fund, and there's all sorts of
right. But I would think your rate of return is not going to be if
no,
we're getting
no, especially
inflation
if
they, and interest
and,
rate.
And you're getting a guarantee of loss of principal. You know,
right.
So it depends how you want to balance
right.
those.
So I'd have right. it as a portion, but I wouldn't
right.
go whole hog.
But,
also, someone's looking to buy IRM. Yeah. And Applied Materials, too.
IRM, we have in a portfolio, in our managed portfolio. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. I'll never be able to do it in time.
All right. Well, we can do it next week.
That's right. Yeah.
If you remember.
I never remember anything.
Me either.
The only thing I remember is going to Chick-fil-A.
There you go. Saturday.
I wish they'd come out with a stock. Anyway, we're at the end of the show.
All right.
And
happy Father's Day,
and
June
happy Father's Day to everybody. Always do your own research.
Look for Monday.
Googling some things helps, like that G Fund. And, did I say keep a little powder dry? Probably not.
You just did.
Did I just say it? Okay.
You just did, not just now.
So until next week, take care.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.